99.5 WKDQ, the Tri-State's country station. Big night tonight. We've got another great show at Stoney's, the newest club in Evansville. I just love this place. And you're going to be rocking tonight with Jason Michael Carroll. I've got him on the phone. How you doing, man?
Man, I'm doing great. It's been a whirlwind of a year last year, and now everything seems to be picking up right where we left off last year. It's a new single going to be in the radio, I guess, in late February, and working on a new record to put out last summertime, so it's been crazy.
Yeah, looking forward to hearing that, too. And I think as I was going through all the biggest hits of the last year not too long ago and seeing Hurry Home right there, and what a great song that was. I mean, huge hit here. I started thinking about you and started going, man, I hope he gets back. So I'm glad that things are looking up for you. You've been talking about the whirlwind year you've had, and we won't dwell on it, but let's see, you parted ways with your record label, right?
We did. We left Harrison in February.
And I know since then you've kind of, wanted to do your own thing. I guess you kind of felt a little tied down in that world, isn't that right?
It was kind of that. You know, it was more the corporate thing, as far as a lot of different people changing hands. A lot of CEOs were leaving Arista and Sony, and it just felt like, since they were leaving, the people that I was used to working with and I liked working with, and some of the ones that were not so much were coming up, I just decided it was time to move on and be a little more creative, have a little more creative control over things with the new record that we're working on. To me, it's funny, one of the things that I talk about all the time to friends of mine in the industry is that, Nashville assigns you for being what you are, for being different, for coming into town and doing your thing. And then without fail, they try to change that about you over time. So it's definitely kind of a getting back to my roots kind of feeling, but it's exciting too.
Well, and you got to love a show like tonight at Stoney's in the club atmosphere where you can just kind of be yourself and have a party with the rowdy friends. I know you got to like that.
Oh, yeah, we're looking for it. I mean, our honky-tonk friends are why we do this. I mean, these guys, they come out, they rock with us. They really make everywhere that we play the worthwhile place to be. And I don't think Stoney's is going to be any different tonight. I mean, to come out here and see this kind of crowd, this is going to be definitely the environment that my band and I are looking forward to.
Yeah, and it's awesome. I mean, I tell you what, free concert if you pay your cover, which is only $5. That will be a time for a party. You can ride the bull, and of course, you can see Jason Michael Carroll in concert. What better atmosphere can you possibly have? That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. I mean, the bar looks amazing. I mean, we used to play Stoney's in Vegas all the time, so to come out here and find another familiar face, and actually some of the people from Vegas are actually out here this weekend to make sure everything goes smoothly, and so we're going to hopefully have a good time with them as well.
Well, I tell you what, I want to just have a little fun here with you just for a minute and just kind of see, what's on your mind, because I've read some things. You've been kind of outspoken, like I said, about, I don't know, I guess, like I said, being tied down or being having to be a certain way, the cookie cutter image, if you will,
yeah,
of Nashville. Well, let me ask you then, what do you like? To what would be in Jason Michael Carroll's CD player out of Nashville right now?
You mean out of Nashville?
Like, sure, sure. Let's start there, and let's talk about, modern country music. Who do you love in modern country music?
I like Billy Currington's music. I think he's really good. I like Josh Thompson. It's the ones that, that seem like that they come in with an idea of what they are, mm-hmm. and I mean, there's a lot of that. I listen to a lot of rock and roll, though. I grew up, in a real strict Christian atmosphere that wasn't allowed to listen to anything but Christian music, which is not a bad thing. But, to me, I'm a diehard Steven Tyler fan. Aerosmith is probably the best band of all time. And so that's any given day, you'll find that on my iPod or Michael Jackson. I love entertainers.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, so let's since you mentioned Steven Tyler, so what do you think? Do you think he's a sellout for being on American Idol?
I think he's bigger than that, but you know what? I think he's definitely going to bring a lot to the show. I mean, the man is charismatic. He's I've actually not seen the show since he's been on there, just because I've never really watched American Idol. But everybody has been tweeting me and telling me all about it because they know how big a fan I am, and telling me that he actually makes the show this year. So that's really exciting to hear.
Very cool. I was just curious on that. And So basically, tonight we're going to rock. We're going to have a good time, and well, we get to hear some of the new music you have coming out soon.
Yeah, we're going to play some of those songs tonight, and I believe we're going to be releasing a single. Late February is what we're targeting right now. It's a song called "Meet Me in the Barn," and we'll be playing that this evening.
Excellent. Can't wait to hear that. The show starts at 9 o'clock tonight. Those doors open at 7. Like I said, just a $5 cover to get in, and the concert is free with that. So make sure you come out and have a good time. And Jason, can't wait to see you over there later on tonight.
Oh, we're looking forward to it. Thanks.
All right. And let's go back and play a song that we were talking about a little while ago that did very, very well here. It's called "Hurry Home." Can you tell me a little bit about it?
You know what? This song, it's one of those things that, you know, honestly, I believe that some songs are written for a reason. Even the person writing them may not know why. And this song to me is a song I should have written. But the first time I heard it, I knew that it was something I had to record. My my aunt ran away when I was 2 years old from an abusive husband. And so to hear a song about somebody who ran away from home and what the father was going through, missing that person, like we missed my aunt for 18 years. Of my or 16 years of my life was a big step and a big moment for us. So I remember getting the call one Christmas at my grandma's house when she finally decided to call after 16 years of being gone, and with the feeling that it created. So this song really brought all that back for me.
All right. Well, here you go. Big hit for Jason Michael Carroll, and a song that we may just hear tonight at Stoney's. Jason, again, thanks for calling. We'll see you tonight.
All right. See you guys tonight. Thanks.